Yo, yo, yo. Man, this one's a little different for me. It's early in the morning. I got the man, the myth, the legend, Aaron Snyder, and the special guest, my man from the Big Red Country, Nebraska. Are you a Husker fan?
No.
God damn it, Jake.
I don't watch sports.
God damn it, Jake.
It's not like I like other teams. I just don't really give a
God
shit.
God damn it, Jake. All right. Well, we got Jake Downs in the house. The man's been a little popular. He's been on a lot of podcasts lately.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's kind of unique having both these trad guys here. We're getting ready to go shoot America Bowman. What do you think, Aaron?
I'm predicting me to win again today.
Really?
Would you like to gamble?
Really? I think I do want to gamble today. I'm feeling good today.
I want to try and shoot really my thing. I want to hit above 170 again. That's a good score for that course.
It is a very good score. Have you ever shot this course there, Jake?
Once. Or twice, maybe, yeah.
Long time ago?
It's been a while.
We shot a tournament last year at it, and I think, did you win the first round by two and I won the second, or vice versa? We ended up tying, yeah. And then Jake beat me in a shoot-off at the practice bales. We had to, I don't know how far that target was.
Sheer luck. There. Yeah, that was a long shot.
But Jake shot it then. Not as much as we have.
So you have beat Aaron.
I think Jake's one of the only guys that actually has beat me.
Yeah, I don't know if you can even count it though, because it was a tie, and then yeah, 40, 50, I don't know.
I'm counting that motherfucker. You beat him, you beat him.
The thing, Jake's better. Well, and we've talked about this a lot on podcasts. Jake's better than me. I'd say 25 and in, and then I'm better than you 25 and out. That
was the case then, at least. I don't know. You may have practiced
a lot.
Game.
Yeah, I practiced a lot closer. Yeah. I don't like losing, but he's super good. Instinctively, I'd say 25, 30 and in. In that course, it was ugly. I had a lot of high shots.
So, tell everybody what's happening. We got a lot of guys coming in town. Shoot tomorrow.
Yeah, we got a team shoot, and what it is one compound guy, one trad guy, and that makes one team. And then we'll have nine teams total, $100 an entry fee. And I told Dale I promised we'd all pay the $15 if you're not a member to shoot. He texted me last night. And winner takes basically all. I think we're going to do 12 or 1400 for first place. And then I think third place gets their entry fee. And then second place, so let's see if we do 12, so 13, 14. Well, that's a lot for third. So about $400 for third, or second, I mean.
What did we, Cody, what did we just talk about?
I think it was $1,000 for first, $600 for second, and then entry fee for third.
Motherfuckers.
Wait, each guy's getting $500 a piece for first.
Yeah, $500 a piece for first. Stingy. Motherfucker, you're stingy over there, dude.
Aaron just knows he's going to win. Yeah, I know. He just wants as much money as he can get
exactly.
out of it.
Exactly.
I'm planning on, I'm hopefully going to win. Well, we are. But it's interesting in these shoots because nerves come into play. I mean, whether it be me or someone else. So that can make a huge, for example, you could have a really good shooter miss three targets in a row with a trad bow, I think, you know, chime in.
I'll be there.
And come back and shoot some crazy score, but be down 30. It doesn't take much to miss a target with a stick bow. Where with a compound bow.
Or a compound bow, in my say.
With a compound bow and a rangefinder, usually it's an 8 or a 5, and it's high or low from maybe bobbling or something. But with a stick bow, a little bit of nerves can be a fucking problem. I think the stick bow scores are what's going to really
separate
it. Yeah,
you think so?
Well, it's a range finder. If you can shoot half-ass decent, you should be able to hit 90% tens at a minimum. Yeah. Probably not going to be too many fives and probably not a whole lot of eights. So, you know, everybody that's worth a shit with a compound, sorry people, but you should be in the 190s.
Yep.
You know, or high 180s, 190s.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm like a 194 some days, 154 some days.
Yeah, I just say, you're
inconsistent, bro.
You're probably average in the 170s, though, which is a pretty good score. But you think about it, I know Senior is capable of shooting well. He shot a 110 the other day with me.
Okay.
He's capable of shooting very well, but if Jake and I shoot in the 170s and everybody else is in the 120s, yeah, it's going to be between me and Jake. Probably right. Not the compound guys, because Cody can shoot and Phil can shoot. So they're probably going to be 4 points apart, where Jake and I could be in first and second and be 20 points apart. Yeah. The scores for trad are fucking crazy. Chime in on that, Jake.
No, I agree. I feel like you said that about the in-your-head thing. That's me. I'll probably – if my head doesn't get in my way, I'll do all right, but –
Well, you better hope you don't shoot with me, because I'll get in their head, Jake.
It isn't – oh, you can talk all you want. That doesn't bother me. It's the fear of missing, the fear of failure that gets to me. I don't really care what anybody thinks. I'm just so pissed off at myself for letting it happen. And then my wife, she's going to give me a rash of shit if I do that. So,
I mean, so pretty much you got a great partner, Jake. I'm not bullshitting you.
I sure hope I don't let him down.
No, he won't let you down.
But he won't let me down. I'm going to the chance.
Apparently, I picked up a good partner.
I'd say you probably went up.
Yeah.
Yeah, South's a good killer. He's an unbelievable killer, but Cody's a little bit better.
He shoots a lot of targets from what I'm gathering.
He kills a lot of shit, too. Yeah. Cody does. But Cody's got a fixed crawl, which is more conducive to tournament shooting. So at closer targets, he has a 20-yard point on. Mm-hmm. It works well for tournaments. So, but nerves again, man. It's amazing what nerves do to people. Some people step up and it can change from course to course. I mean, there's
day to day. Yeah.
I mean, it just depends. I'm predicting the high compound scores right around 200, and the high trad score is going to be in the 170 range. I would bet.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Especially the course. The course is going to be tough. Blake was trying to get all the info. Am I going to be really tired? Like, is there a lot of hiking going involved in it?
I tell you what's going to make where the men and the boys separate is the turn up the hill.
Yeah. Because
it goes from close to fucking far for stick boat guys. You go from, it's false hope, like 20, 25, 22, 28, 26 to 36. And then there's 143. They stretch them out up top. That's where it. Really
it's a poke,
but it's also a very technical course because you're shooting cornering animals, trees in the way. We're using range finders, but even still, there's bedded shit with logs right in front of it. There's downhill, there's uphill, there's a lot of side hills. So it'll be good. I just like shooting with a bunch of good dudes. So it'll be fun no matter what.
Was that a compliment towards me?
Of course.
Hell yeah.
I'm trying to get my money back
from him. That's what it is. I think he only hangs out with me to take my money. Honestly, that's just it. No, it's funny because everybody been messaging me, and they've been like, dude, why do you keep on fucking betting fucking Aaron? And I'm like, fuck.
You don't get it. There is a darkness inside of me. It wants to get out. It wants to walk around. It wants some walking around money, and it wants to buy some shoes, and it wants to walk up with the people and say, "Hey, Gator, don't play no shit."
That's honestly it. It's like, I don't know. I don't expect to win, but like if I just, it makes me try harder. I think. Although that last time, but I was so hungover, dude. You got to
talk any shit though. That was the other problem. You shoot better with under pressure.
Yeah, I shoot. I love gambling.
I didn't talk any shit the whole shoot, and he shot fucking horribly.
Jake and Cody can vouch for me. How he shit faced on Saturday night? Huh?
Terrible. Well, it was like taking care of three kids.
I went over to the shoot, and people are coming in. You want to shoot? I'm waiting on Luke, and I think 8:30, I'm like, I went back to bed. I went home, took a nap, went and lifted.
My phone was dead, so I didn't get any calls, no texts.
Like 11, he's like, hey, you want to go shoot?
He's like, come and pick me up then. I'm like, hey, what's up? I thought he was going to be mad as fucking me.
No, I wasn't mad at all.
And I was like, man, my bad, dude. I tied one on last night. Well, put it this way.
Yeah, that was full when you started.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
He was cheapy.
Well, you could see it. You could hear it on the podcast with me and you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God. I got to start drinking water.
I told you when I left, stop drinking and drink water, but you didn't listen.
I know. I was on it. I had ice in it. Yeah. It melted pretty bad.
Put extra juice in your gin for hydration.
I had a question for Jake, man. Jake, what, like... You're such a successful hunter, and you do everything. How long you been actually hunting as a kid? I mean, I seen some of the pictures on Instagram. You've been doing it for a while as a youth, right?
Yeah, my dad hunted a lot when we were kids. So, I mean, I think I shot my first rabbit when I was like 4.
Nice.
I mean, I don't know, but yeah, I've been doing it forever.
So then when did you pick up the compound trad? Did you do trad later on in life or?
No, I picked up, so I actually, my dad hunted with a compound, no sights. So that's what I started with when I was 12.
A lot of people do that back in the day, didn't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, that was kind of the thing back then.
Yeah.
And I just shot instinctively, shot my first deer with a bow like that, and then picked up a recurve when I was like 16 and unbelievably sucked at it and gave it up for a couple years and then went back to it when I was like 18. So,
right.
Yeah.
Been doing it ever since.
Yep, been doing it ever since.
How old are you right now?
32.
Oh, shit. Nice. You're strong. And then as far as like hunts, you hunted a lot in Nebraska. When did you start, you know, seeking outside of different states? Like, you know, obviously Colorado, where you just came back from what? Alaska?
Yep. Yep. Just came back from Alaska. I started doing that. Well, I mean, I think, I went on my first, well, my dad always took us elk hunting in Colorado and Wyoming and stuff when I was a kid. I think I went on my first elk hunt when I was 12. And
rifle or archery?
Actually that one was a muzzleloader. He used a smoke pole or whatever. The old school one.
Yeah. Where you,
not, the not ram. Like a, yeah. Not like an inline, like an actual.
Nice.
And we did that. I shot my first deer with a muzzleloader. 40 yards or something. So.
Cody likes smoking pole too. Throw me one of those chews there, Snyder. I'm going to be real buzzed.
Don't be getting sick. He pukes with coconut.
Oh, God.
You chew?
Nope.
You're a good man. You got nice white teeth.
I don't know about
you. Got that. All your teeth too?
I got them all.
Damn, yeah, look, I'm jealous.
On that note, I way off the subject. Dude from Oregon got a hold of me. He said he'll do all my teeth for free. Come out and just use my insurance and work with me and do 3D scan and
hold
9 yards. Yeah, I'm like, come man, I'm gonna have to take you on some hunts.
It must be nice just being Aaron.
Right? We talk about one subject and like, then bam. Oh yeah.
Well like
I was so excited because my teeth have been jacked up for years.
I get the free hunting gear, but free teeth?
So he doesn't have to see my fucked up smile. I'm like a burrito shredder.
Right.
Floss my teeth with a lapel rope.
I got a fucking boneyard up in my fucking But as a kid though, like, did you always like just love hunting, or I mean, did you play sports as a kid? Or
no, what? I sucked at sports. I mean, I played. My brothers were both better at sports than I was. I was more of a fisherman hunter. You know, went with my dad everywhere, and
you trapped a lot too, didn't you?
Yeah, I did a lot of trapping. More in my later. I did it when I was a kid, but then I got really into it when I was like 20.
Make some money?
No. You literally, even if you're the best trapper, I mean, you can make money, but it isn't like actual good. I mean, you know, with the price of gas.
Right.
And as much as you have to check, your traps, and it doesn't pay. But I was able to take a couple months off of work and just
do that.
That's all I did. And yeah, it was, so that was pretty cool.
And I know, Aaron, you have Amy. And now you have a newborn too, right? You have a newborn kid.
Yeah, yeah.
Kids, right?
Yep, I got a. We're pretty. You got a girl and a boy, right?
Yeah, we're the same.
Same exact. Yeah, and my girl's 3 years old. She just turned 3 in March, and my boy was born in the end of February. So
yeah, mine was January.
Yeah, I knew you. We were right there at the same.
My daughter's 5, going on 15. So
yeah,
I mean, you know that, huh, Aaron?
They all,
she's funny. Well, she just moved out here, didn't she?
Yeah. Mine's 19 going on 50. No, mine's very, very much much better at adulting than I am. In fact, she plans so much, it drives me crazy. She's budgeter, planner. I'm like, honey,
my wife.
I just wing it.
Yeah, that's me. That's totally me. Are you a planner?
Yeah, I am. I have to.
You're a grown up.
Yeah. Well, I kind of have to because with the business and then hunting, like, I know what I'm doing next September. I mean, other than that, it's not like I plan.
And you run your own, you run your own HVAC company, right?
Electrical.
Yep. Electrical. Okay. And it's Shatter?
Yep.
Shatter, Nebraska.
Yep. Where are you from?
North Platte.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And my buddy, actually, Danny Woodhead.
Yep.
He was a freshman while I was a senior, played with us. He, you know, the big really? Football player.
Oh, yeah.
With the Patriots.
And yeah, he's our claim to fame. Mm-hmm. He's our claim to fame. My mom knew him pretty well because she worked in the school.
Yeah, he's a good, his whole family. His dad was one of my football coaches and stuff and teachers. And, dude, they're awesome people. And Danny is, like,
He's tiny.
This dude, yeah. Right? But freaking thighs are just huge. And just can run. Right?
Yeah, like I saw him run. I saw him. I was up, I don't know, up at the college one time working out or something. And I saw him running sprints. And I was just like, holy crap. Like, I don't know sports. I don't know, you know, but
yeah.
It was just amazing how fast he was and how little he was.
Yeah, he was a stud. That's crazy. Yeah, Danny's a good shit. But what I want to talk about is, honestly, Jake, you only know me from the IG and whatever you hear from this fucker sometimes, right? I need to know, how do you think I'm going to play out tomorrow? Now, remember, I'm sitting right next to you.
Can I switch with Aaron first before I answer? No, I honestly.
How do you see it all playing out tomorrow? The guys that you know.
The guys I know? I feel like Aaron's going to be in the top. He's got, I mean.
Home field advantage.
Which yep. I'm not going to call that. I'm not going to be like, oh, Aaron beat me because of the home field. I'm not going to use that excuse.
It's not going to hurt.
The shots are longer, and that's his ballpark. So as far as compound guys, you know, there's a lot of good ones. I wouldn't want to be in the – there's a lot of good trad guys too. Like it's going to be a tough course, and I think it's probably about anybody's game. It just depends on who –
Jokes.
Yep.
Right.
That's going to be it. And I
think everybody's going to have a bad shot. It's just how they're going to rebound from it.
Yeah.
The course is tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's weird with the compound. It's not, the other side is worse. The other side's.
Oh, I hate the smaller animals.
Little targets a lot. And I'm knocking like fucking like squirrels and shit. It's raccoons at 28, 34 yards.
But, little foxes.
Yeah. But on this side, I think that. Well, Frank the other day was crushing it, and then the last six targets he shot four fives and a zero or something.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, you know,
shit the bed.
You can it. There will be more shit talk than probably anybody's ever had to deal with, and I think that might be something that may help or hurt people because when you're used to him and I talking shit and you see it and it's funny, it's not that fucking funny when you're at full draw and my camera's in your face and I'm like, punch it. People aren't used to that.
No, and that was like the other thing, like when we shot on Sunday or Trevin or on Saturday at Golden, dude, he came to me, he was like, dude, I wasn't mentally ready for all this. All the people watching, like there was a lot of people watching and let alone like the shit that we talked. Right.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know. Like, honestly, like I'm so used to like, I know when you hang out with the guys like him and you better hang out with me, you got to have thick skin.
Yeah.
Don't take nothing personal. It's just fucking fun and games.
You're probably going to get called fat fuck.
Oh, fuck. I'll call myself that. I'm hiking up the mountain.
We're going to go by each other and go like this.
Yeah. You know, honestly, that kind of stuff. Will probably help me. I would rather do that than have. I've shot at some. Me and my wife went to the South Dakota State shoot, and it was like uppity.
Serious.
And she shot the first day we shot together in a group, and the second day they split us into the group, and she shot good enough. The first day, she got stuck with all the ladies with all the jerseys on. The
sponsored
and,
shit.
Yeah, and she doesn't know all the etiquette. And so she was, and when she got done, she's like, that sucked.
Yeah.
Like, that wasn't even fun. I don't even want to do that again. And so I would much rather do this where it's just like, yeah, I mean, if you get in my face right here, I would probably actually shoot a better shot. I mean, I don't want to say that because
we're gonna find out.
go ahead, man.
We're definitely gonna find out.
That shoot though, we did talking about like with your wife, and I had Amy bring the cool stool. She's never shot a real holy shit shoot, and I said, you better bring the stool. It's boring. And we got done, and she's like, I can see why you don't try to shoot professionally. And I was like, that is a lot of mental concentration with no fun.
Yeah.
Not no fun, but it's very, very serious. And she's used to us flinging arrows at shit all over the place and talking. And, you know, so she kind of got an idea of, you know, 3 to 4 hours on 120 target course does get.
Yeah, it gets old. Yeah. I like it moving. You know what I mean? Even when I'm shooting out here, like today when Juan and those guys came out here,
yeah.
I'm like, dude, let's everybody just shoot at the same time. Let's go.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know. It's different. I'm just so used to us talking shit back and forth, but I've had guys hit me up and they're like, dude, you need to bury down and take this serious. I'm like, listen, Linda, listen. I take this serious because it's fun. I love it. When I'm out hunting, I take it very serious. Yeah. But when I'm out here shooting with the guys, I do, this is what I enjoy. It's fun for me.
Yeah, yeah. Every 3D shoot or whatever, anytime I'm shooting, I'm just practicing for hunting. I could care less. I'm a competitive person, so I care. That's why I'll shoot. If I didn't care, I'd actually shoot really good. But,
I guess say the most impressive thing with Jake after that tournament, it didn't surprise me that he beat me at the tournament. It surprised me as you kept up with me on the fire road.
Yeah.
50 pounds. Yeah. Yeah. You weren't very far behind me.
No.
He kept up with me 7 8.
Wanted it pretty bad.
He was like to the point I could hear him breathing, and I'm like, fuck, he's still right fucking behind me. And I was putting it on. Like, I wasn't going slow.
He can hear me breathing, but I'm way back.
I live at 3,000 feet, 2,500 feet, something like that.
I'd say genetically, your lungs, you must have long distance. Because when we went up the Tower Trail, I think if I wasn't in the front, you probably would have went faster.
That was, I was lighter weight. We didn't have much weight on that one. The weight is what.
Yeah, he was hauling fucking ass up that. Yeah, my stronger point is 40, 50, 60 pounds on me. Yeah. But I probably only beat you by, I don't know, 50 yards or something on top of the tower trail or the fire road, which was more impressive than the way you shot the day before. Not taking anything away from that, but
no.
I knew you could shoot good, but I know how fast I can go up that fucking road. And I was like, holy shit, he kept up with me.
Yeah, I wanted to test myself against you. I wanted to do as best. I mean, I was pushing it as hard as I could. And we'll see if we do cardio today. I mean, I haven't probably trained as hard this year. I've been a little more busy working, but.
Start at the chicken. I was showing him the different,
He's just trying to get in your head right now. Well, it doesn't look that bad, actually.
I don't even know.
It's straight up.
Well, that's the first time you do something is always easier than the second. I mean, once you know what you're ahead of.
Yeah, it sucks.
You just, when I don't know what it is, I'm just head down and rolling. And when you know what's coming, then it's like, oh, God, I don't want to do that.
Talking about it on the way down because I have Amy drop me. I'll either give her a 5-minute head start or I'll start a half mile down. And the one time she dropped me off almost a mile less, but I was running and I didn't catch her, but I was, you know, just maybe a minute behind her when she got to the house, but she was fucking pissed, right? But I literally couldn't feel my front teeth. I fucking had nothing. Like, I slept for like an hour when I got home, and I was like, honey, you got to figure I'm running most of that. Like, anything relatively flat, it's shuffling.
I was going to say, I've been on that run.
Yeah, I'm like, honey, you got to... Like, I've done this my entire fucking life. You just started in the outdoors. She's got a 35-inch inseam. I've had guys message me, 5 minutes doesn't seem that much of a head start. And I'm like, she's got a 35-inch inseam. She's carrying 25 pounds. I got 55.
Yeah.
You come out and fucking race with her.
She's tall,
dude. She's in good shape. She's in good shape.
And she's, she's not competitive. Like, she's not one to go to a shoot and want to beat everyone. But when she does not like if I catch her. And, like, I'll walk by, she'll buy, cook your own fucking pizza. She's laughing, but she's not laughing that much.
She wants to go. Jake, you're not getting out of this question. Am I going to be on that podium tomorrow?
Man, I honestly can't even say, I can't even guess who's going to win. Like, I would love to be, I want to get my money back at least. That's my goal.
Yeah, yeah.
But Who's your partner? Oh, Cody. I don't know Cody at all. I do know him. He shoots a Bob Lee, so you might have a chance.
I heard he's good. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Although, man, I like South, man. South is cool.
Yeah, South would have been fun to hang out with. He's cool.
I like South.
What's going to be interesting, and we're about to find out, is Blake Hunter.
Yeah.
We got 11:30. We got to meet him up at the road. Is how good Blake shoots. This will be. When will you post this?
Probably tomorrow.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Is what he did in Texas equivalent to shooting good?
Yeah.
Like, is he?
It's going
to
be different up
and
here.
And I'm not talking shit, but I have shown up at shoots where I was worried and been like, these guys aren't very good, right? And then I've shot against other people where I'm like, holy fuck, this guy can shoot.
Right.
Well, he won something in Texas state championship or something.
Yeah, he's a good shot. He shoots
Bob Lee. He messaged me a few pictures of what he shot before he came out here.
Yeah.
He's shooting 10s and 12s.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see tomorrow.
Yeah.
Do nerves get him? Can he shoot well? You know, all that stuff, because he could pull off some. Well, who's his partner? I can't remember.
Trevin.
Trevin. But he could come up with some fucking crazy ass score that, you know, Jake and I might think we're good and be like, fuck, we gotta practice.
Yeah, you never know. Like, and Trevin, he said he was gonna bring his hunting bow out.
That means he'll punch it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see. I don't know. So Aaron, am I gonna be on the podium?
No.
What are my chances?
Not good.
I would say if you shoot in the 180s, there's a good chance.
You mean not good like 1 out of 100?
I'd say more like 1 out of 1,000,000.
Oh shit.
But listen.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
I'm in it. And remember, dude, remember, Jake, we play for keeps. And if you ain't first.
Always remember, you ain't first, you're last.
Remember that, dude. Because tomorrow, there's going to be a new law dog.
Let's turn this around on you. What do you think you're going to shoot?
Score. I think I'm going to shoot a high 180.
Gotcha.
I think today I'm going to shoot a high 180. I want to shoot it all out. I want to intimidate everybody.
Are we going to gamble today?
Oh, man. Let me see.
Do you want to do double or nothing on the money?
No, fuck no, dude. I got to have enough money to pay for my entry fee tomorrow. I got to buy my kids fireworks still. Shit. But anyways, we'll talk about this. Let me see how I feel. Because this morning I did not feel good this morning. I think I need a shot or something. But. Anyways, Jake, what kind of pack do you run?
Stone Glacier. I mean, Kafaru. I have run a Kafaru way before I knew Aaron. I mean, I knew who he was, but I did a lot of research on packs and bought a Kafaru.
What's your day to day pack? Do you take one to work and have like an everyday carry?
No, I don't do anything during the day or day to day. But you know, I have one for my arrows and stuff that I take out every day, and then I have one that I take on. I fly around quite a bit, you know, hunting different places and doing different things. So, yeah, I got a string of them.
Yeah,
people are always like, oh, it must be nice getting free packs. I honestly bought most of them before I even knew Aaron.
Yeah,
I mean, he's given me, he's given me a lot of stuff. But
yeah, you had four, I think, when I met you.
Yeah, yeah,
something like that.
I bet you. Since you're white, you probably do got one of those new quivers already.
He does not.
I don't.
You know, the only guy, Amy does. They're both wearing push quivers today. We built one.
Serious.
We built one for Rogan. I'm taking one out to him.
Fucking Rogan. Of course, he's white too.
Well, he's kind of dark skinned.
Yeah, he's got good.
That. Yeah.
So my pack that I've been rocking is the Shape Charge, and I love it. And you guys can check him out at kafaru.net. The one and only Schneider's here. Frank's going to be troubled next week too, or tomorrow. He's going to be trouble.
Yeah, he can. If he keeps it mentally together, he can shoot.
Yeah, Frank can
shoot.
Tom.
Yeah, Frank can shoot, dude. Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
That's a good solid team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But what I was getting at though, my Shape Charge is what's going to carry me probably to victory tomorrow on the podium. I'm just saying that. So if you want to get on the podium,
you're going to have alcohol in it.
No. Afterwards, we're going to celebrate like a mug. So. And, you know, I always have my shit wrapped up in Kryptek, right, Cody? How do you liking that Kryptek?
Oh, I love my Kryptek. For those of you that don't know, I got my first pair of Altitudes that I won from Luke. They're Luke's old ones, so they're a little bit short, a little bit tight in the crotch, but they look good and they feel good. So I'm about to cop another pair of Luke. How do I do that?
No. You're going to give me my pants back because guess what? For all you listeners right now, I got a code for you all to get your own gear, save some money. If you type in on the checkout at the Kryptek website in the Battlefields of Backcountry, you type in Gladiators 2020 and save some moolah. Everybody likes moolah. And I bet you're a Sika guy, huh?
I wear whatever Aaron doesn't wear. Yeah, I mean, as far I get his hand-me-downs. Yeah,
yeah, you're in. That's how I kind of am like that in a weird way now too, huh?
What did you tell that you said I'm your sponsor?
Yeah, seriously, I don't have any sponsors but Aaron.
Yeah,
Aaron
Snyder, that's all you need, right?
Oh yeah.
I go up to his house. I'm like, what's up with this, Aaron? you fucking need it? Like my saw, I got my arrow. The first thing you gave me. Oh, it was
your arrow saw.
My arrow saw, and I was like, "What? I don't even know how to use this motherfucker." I used it last night, though. It was good. It was definitely good. So, anyways, we don't want to keep it too long. We got to go shoot at the American Bowman today. I just wanted to actually get this out.
Hold on, is Cody wearing the V-neck shirt today or tomorrow?
Oh no,
oh, no! Luke didn't tell you. Doubled or nothing. We doubled or nothing.
We didn't shake on it, Cody.
Oh, shit.
But, so here's the deal. Cody's going to put it on, take a picture, and then that's it.
Oh, good Lord.
Right, Cody?
What do you mean, right?
Come on, Cody. You got to participate.
We could all put one on.
No, you don't want to put one on.
I put one on last night. You don't want to put one on.
You don't want to.
Is it bad?
You don't want to put one on.
It was not before Rogan.
It was awkward yesterday. I thought you could only see my head when I answered the FaceTime call. I had my shirt off.
Yeah, I was like, what are you doing? What are you and Jake doing already over there?
I was working out, but I thought he could just see my head, and then he goes, Jesus. And I looked, and I'm like, oh, shit, this is awkward. He can see my nipples.
Yeah, well, all I could see was, like, hair, and I was like, what are you getting right now, bro? I was like, okay, you didn't have to answer. But anyways, yeah, I don't know. Cody looked like when he put that on, he was like... That's what he looked like, men in tights, dude. I swear to God, I honestly don't expect you to do that. I don't. People are gonna think like you're
just trying to up the followers here. Of course you want.
Yeah,
to do
I don't know, dude.
We need the female subscribers here.
Yeah, that's definitely not gonna get us. We're gonna get like chicks with dicks following us around. But anyways, my prediction is probably. I think right here is what you're going to see on the podium. Me, and it's a flip flop for two, second place for you guys. Because I think me and Cody are going to come in strong. We got a chemistry on Instagram now already.
We'll see. They're going to be there today. We're going to see if Jake and I, there may have to be some gambling today.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, the cool thing is we got some big prizes from some companies that chipped in to help us out on this little private shoot that we did. We got some Yeti coolers, Delta McKenzie threw some targets in. What else we got? Kafaro threw some stuff in.
Yeah, I brought a Kafaro Wolverine knife and a helium. And then what else did I have? Oh, whoever the top three teams get free quivers that we don't have yet, so you'll have to get them when they come out because I couldn't get Bender to build them fast enough. I can't remember what else I got in my house.
We got Tom Klum Sr. is donating $150 bucks worth of private lessons, so that's for you trad guys.
Yeah.
That'll be good.
That's kind of weird because he's probably donate to that for the people that don't win.
Maybe that should be the constellation prize. Last place.
Yeah, maybe that's something we do. I don't know.
God, I could use that. Maybe I will get last.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, let's look at the shots and like say, because I want to put some shots and then put some raffles in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, let everybody have a chance because, believe it or not, I don't plan on winning. I definitely just want to have fun. I really do. That's all I care about, man. Yeah. I get to shoot with some of the best guys in the game. Honestly, that's what's going to be cool.
I want to win. Eight. I'm not going to lie. I'd like to say, oh, it's just about having fun. But, yeah.
I know that
sucks losing.
Yeah, but I'm just, like I said, Jake, I'm hustling. I'm hustling everybody in. I've hustled everybody into this point. And tomorrow, I'm going to be victorious.
What did Michael Jordan say? There's no I in team, but there's an I in win.
That's definitely true. That's definitely true.
I watched that The Last Dance. It's pretty good.
Did you watch the whole series?
I'm on 9 now, I think.
Really?
Yeah, it's good. Or maybe we finished it. But yeah, I was.
They say he was a dick.
Yeah, from what I understand.
Kind of like you.
Yeah.
I was gonna say most top athletes are.
Yeah.
Tom Clum alluded to that. Yeah.
It's definitely true. I don't know. Who's the sleeper of the bunch right now? Who do you think's the sleeper?
For the stick bow guy, mm-hmm. It'd have to be either Blake or Cody, probably.
I like that. I like that. I like that.
What do you think?
Yeah, no, I think Blake's going to shoot good. I honestly think people put me up a little bit higher on the podium than I should be. I mean, I kill a lot of stuff, but I don't shoot foam as good as I do animals. And that's honest to God truth. I used to, when I first started, I shot foam really good, and I shot animals not so good. And then I flip-flopped, which mm-hmm. I would prefer. I don't care to be good at foam.
Well, see, that's what I always thought when I shot 3Ds is the kill zone. Like, I didn't know the whole scoring system. I was like, oh, cool, 12. Yep. I don't know what that's. But now that I do it more, I'm like, oh, I want to get nothing but 10s and 12s, right? And it should be all about the kill, honestly.
Yeah. Now, honestly, that's why, I mean, I shoot, we were talking earlier about, I don't even wear binoculars when I shoot 3Ds because I don't necessarily need to know where the 12 ring is. I'm not a point shooter. I'm looking at the animal or the foam like it's an animal, and I'm trying to hit it where I would hit it normally. And if it gets in a 12, that's just a bonus.
Oh, you're fucked tomorrow then. Today. Oh, you're fucked now.
Oh, and if I beat Luke after he said that, then we're going to have to do another
shit.
Podcast.
Let's do this.
I'm not betting you.
Let's
just
do
saying.
This. this is going to be good. No. Cody, you shooting today?
I'm shooting.
All right.
Lights out.
Fuck. Lights out.
I'm not wearing my V-neck, dude. I'm feeling good today now.
Oh, my God. Amy shooting today?
Yeah, I think so. She brought her stuff.
So there'll be
a couple targets.
Yeah, there'll be six guys?
Is my wife around her and beat the fuck out of me? We'll see if she doesn't do very well with
pressure.
People around.
Yeah.
It's different. It is definitely different.
If she could shoot like she does at the house, she could run with not anyone, but she could do extremely well, but she gets around people and she's like, I feel like they're all looking at me. I'm like, well, believe me, they're not fucking looking at you. Just shoot your bow.
Yeah.
But she doesn't. She starts reefing on the trigger and everything goes down.
We're going to have...
Luke's seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, I've shit the bed. I do it all the time.
Everybody has.
Yeah. But tomorrow will be different for a lot of people because we're going to have video. We're going to have people taking pictures. I mean, it's going to be promoted and the people are going to be up in your grill and... it's going to be different for people. That's the part that they're not used to. I don't think, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, either you're a killer or a killer. You know what I'm saying, Jake? You know what I'm saying? I know you just killed a big brown bear in Alaska, but God damn it. That was an expensive hunt, wasn't it?
Yeah. It took me 3 years to pay it off. And you know, I'd been saving a little bit before then, but, that's the thing about that hunt is people want to hear the story. It was over bait. And people are like, oh, well, that's got to be easy. That is far from easy to sit there and wait and see about what you're doing. And we sat and watched this brown bear for 45 minutes before he gave me a shot.
Oh, shit.
And so you're in your head thinking the whole time, and all that money is riding on that one arrow.
Yep.
And you wound it, you pay that money. Yeah. Yep. So, I mean, that one arrow means more to you than anything, and yeah, so that's the epic part of that hunt.
Yeah, for sure. How many brown bear have you killed?
No brown, just grizzly.
Oh, that's
even
right.
Even charging ones are grizzlies, no brown.
Yeah.
We should talk about this for a sec, because I had, I'm not going to mention any names, an interesting conversation with a guy recently that I was screaming at on the phone, but you know, there was...
This shit is nasty, dude.
The chew? Fuck. Yeah. Sorry, man.
All over. all over my boneyard right now.
But I was talking to Jake about this earlier. He'd you know, talked a lot of shit. And oh, God. He might puke.
Got I need to get out of the way.
His nickname's Growth. But we're talking about, I think, like a meme that said, Aaron's 2020 hunting season is like public land, or it was a guided private land, guided private land. You know, just one of those hater kind of things. And I don't, I try to wrap my head around this, looking like, what was I thinking 10 years ago, right? Was I looking at guys, and was there a jealousy or a hater type of a thing?
You did public land, huh?
Yeah, and now, I still do public land now, but I have opportunities to do other hunts, but you can't, you got to have a guide.
Yeah.
Right? You don't have a choice, and that's where I'm like, well, you don't think I could go to Alberta and kill a fucking mule deer by myself? Like, it's...
Right.
you have to have a guide. I would have no doubt Jake could go kill anything he wanted to, but you have to have a guide, right? You don't have a fucking choice.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So I'm like, well, I mean, the reality of it is like now my hunts are probably 50-50, you know? Right, yeah. And what it is I'm also hunting 50% more, and those are filled up with some type of private land or guided hunt, and that's just how life works. So it's not like I'm hunting all on... And I'm not defending myself, it's just sheer numbers. If you want to extend your season, it's a little more difficult to do that on public land unless you pick up a gun.
Yeah,
do that.
True.
But to extend it on bow hunts, you're probably going to have to either pay a trespass fee, hunt some private land, do a guided hunt, or whatever. And I get a kick out of guys that talk shit about that. I'm like, fuck. I mean, it's not like I'm hunting the fucking hill ranch for elk, right? I still got to hunt public land for elk and shit,
but. Right.
Well, and that's the thing, like, I guarantee you people have, oh well, Jake just hunted that brown bear, it was over bait, it was guided, whatever, or you know, some of my other stuff that I've done. But I mean, I killed an ibex, I drew that, that's like a 3% chance of success.
In New Mexico you did that?
Yeah.
Year?
A couple years ago.
Oh, you shot one already?
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
I just watched the one that Trevin just did. Dude, that looked like gnarly hunt.
Yeah, I think he went 2 years to get
first
one.
First year he struck out.
And he'll tell you, it's a brutal, it's one of the harder hunts. And so I hang my hat on, I just like to go hunting. So whatever it is, I honestly, if the Hill Ranch was like, hey, you can come out here and hunt for free, hell yeah. Like, I'm definitely fucking coming.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be there.
That was my point to this guy. It's like, so if I invite you down to go hunt with me in Texas, you're going to say no for the greater good of public land? Fuck no. You're going to be like, yeah,
hell
let me come.
I'm going.
And then, of course, Scotty hired me to guide.
Yeah.
So it's like, I get a kick out of it. I don't get like super mad over it. It's more like a, dude, think about what you're saying. You're hiding in your mom's basement talking shit about what other people get to do rather than grab your balls, figure it out, and do it on your own. And I've put myself in a position like you have and you have to be able to go on some hunts that I couldn't go on 10 years ago.
Yep.
And so in the case of like a lot of these hunts, you know, I'm beg, borrow, stealing, trading, same as you, payment plans, whatever you can to get on these hunts. In the case of like with someone that says I could never afford that, a lot of people probably could.
Yeah.
Yep. It's a priority. And I'm not holding it against anyone if their priorities aren't there. But I guarantee if you wanted to go on a mule deer hunt in Alberta, you could stash away $6,000 in a couple years.
Yeah.
You know, if you hide it, side jobs. I mean, that's just – and that's one thing you've done is you've been able to stash away money. And
yeah. I mean, I work my ass off in the summers. I mean, right now I'm not working. We got a little – this COVID helped me out. It gave me an extra couple months on this school I'm working on. So – I've had a little bit extra time this summer than before on the weekends, but we're still working super long days. And that's, you know, I don't know. I got kind of sick of apologizing for my success. You know, when this all started, must be nice, be rich. And I took offense to that. Now I'm just like, well, fuck it. Do the same thing.
Yeah.
I didn't go to college. Like, you went to college. Like, you obviously got a leg up. Fucking get out there and do something. You know.
And I don't want Jake or I to sound like we're haters on this. My point is, rather than talking shit, making memes, telling everybody how lucky someone else is, make your own fucking luck, right? Yeah. Work your ass off. Put yourself in a position, you know, I'd say be a motivational speaker. Earn your day. Make sure that each day do the best you can. And if it means like, oh, got to do a side job, got to sacrifice, in my case, like what saved us a lot of money, we don't eat out anymore. We don't go to movies. Yeah. you fucking write that shit down, I guarantee you're going to
learn. Adds up.
It adds up a lot.
Exactly.
And so, like, right now, and I'm getting better, but, you know, you get older, I'm better positioned financially, but, you know, I'm working out payment plans on two different hunts where I'm like, okay, I told Amy what we've got, and we're saving away the money to where I know I'll be able to afford it. We're doing pretty good financially, but I also know that I got a kid that moved up here. She's going to college. I help her out. I got a lot of other things going on. So I just have to prioritize. That means no vacations. We don't really go on vacations. That means if we need a couch, we're going to have to really plan ahead for me to go on a hunt, get a couch or a TV or whatever. And I was a construction worker. Well, you remember what I lived in.
Yeah.
I've lived in a one-bedroom apartment for almost 14 years.
Yeah,
I slept on an air mattress for three of those. And when I say an air mattress, it was a Therm-a-Rest fucking air mattress that you hunt with. So when guys are like, oh, you're lucky, I'm like, eh.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of luck, but there was some fucking sacrifice in there, too.
Yeah, 100%. And that was kind of like when I was fighting, like, man, dude, and fighters don't make a lot of money, especially when I was fighting.
Yeah, but
dude, I was living underneath the fucking boxing ring. You know what I mean? I would sleep at the gym because that's how bad I wanted it, right? I mean, I had everything there, shower, cable TV, you know what I mean? I mean, a yoga mat for my bed, but that's what I did for a while, but that's how bad I wanted it, right? So, and that's the difference between, like, when you, the grind that you want, working a construction job, air mattress. That's why I said, like, even Justin, like, now that, you know, there was a point in Justin's career when I was coaching him and I was just getting done fighting. He didn't have enough money to get a haircut for his next fight.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, so he had to borrow, you know, $30 from me. And I just, I literally just made $100 doing privates. And I had a $100 bill right there. And I said, how much you need? And he goes like this. And he took my $100. And I'm like, well, fuck. And he goes, I'm good for it. And I knew he would be. But, it's weird. And now he's buying $120,000 Raptors. Yeah,
Raptors. But you think about it, like the $100, like people, and I'm not trying to make myself sound better than I am, but, you know, trying to help people. You guys are good at it too. I didn't have that kind of help. And so knowing that there are a lot of guys that do have that drive or that determination, and if I can help them more, especially ones that aren't assholes, right? Yep. Like, I tried to explain to the dude I was talking to on the phone. I'm like, dude, I can be your best friend or I will fucking be your worst enemy. Yep. I promise you, you will not like me. Or we can be cool, and I'll help you out. And I brought up Jake. I said, I help Jake as much as I possibly can. Not that you need help, but whatever way I can help Jake, I help him. Because I want Jake to succeed, because he's got a family. He treats his family right. He works hard, and he prioritizes for hunting. I've never seen Jake hang back and talk shit.
No.
And it's like, if that's what you're doing, and I hate to bring up Cam, just because people bring up Cam all the time, but a lot of the shit he posts as you get older, I'm like, yeah, there's... Yeah, he's got a fucking point to that. Like, you know, maybe if you just shut the fuck up and work harder, you wouldn't be in the place where you are talking shit. You would be out, you know, grinding
actually
away.
Doing it,
yeah,
right?
Doing it,
right?
It's the truth, man. Like, honestly, haters motivate me, and that's why I like Aaron so much, because he's a little fucking hater on me. but it'll be good. Like, I'm excited to go shoot with everybody today. Tomorrow will be good, man. I seen Bill. He's over in South Dakota
shooting
tack. Yeah, Brady. And I said, you guys going to make it back? Yeah. He's like, oh, I wouldn't miss it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, you got all crazy.
Yeah.
It's only an hour and a half farther than I came.
Yeah, oh, really? About 6 hours, six and a half.
I live just an hour and a half south of Rapid City, which is right. You know,
have you ever done those tacks?
I did that one once. Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I broke a lot of arrows.
Yeah,
80-yard goats in the rocks. I mean.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, it is.
There's,
fun,
that, there's that bear. When we got to make sure we put that bear back in that little cave. Yeah. Yeah, there's a couple shots.
The only bad thing about the tack is it's gotten so popular that it's one of those shoots where you shoot, then you go to the next one and you wait for
two
groups or three groups, and then you shoot.
I was in the cool group when I went, so they drove us up before it started.
Yeah, that's
that would be nice.
So the one in Colorado, how's that one going to work?
We're going to be in a cool group, and we're
going to
be
able to do
that. Yeah,
I'm in and out, baby. That's it. I got a dilemma, man. I got a fighter fight on Saturday, so I'm kind of seeing if another coach can take him. I kind of feel bad because I want to meet, like, Reza from Leopold and everybody, meet everybody else, hang out. And
oh, I shout out on that. Their full draw fours are finally ready, range finders.
Ooh.
Yeah, she said they're going to be shipping in like a week or something. So,
well, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that'll help my game too. Damn. Y'all in trouble then. Y'all in trouble. Well, anyways, well, should we wrap this one up?
Yep, let's go head up and
get there a little early.
Scotty's going to meet us over there too. So.
Okay, cool. Jake, man, thanks for coming in. I wish you the best of luck. But just remember, man.
Always remember, if you ain't first, you're last.
Just remember, man. Cody, goes for you too, you know? You ain't first, you're last. Aaron, I got to tell you, if you have a bad day shooting, I hope it's tomorrow. You'll be one pissed off motherfucker tomorrow. Won't you? You'll be mad tomorrow, huh?
I will. I'll be
yes, you will.
Depressed as well. Yeah. Mad. See, it's a big difference. I don't ever get mad.
Yo, you just get mad.
I get. Well, you've never seen me shoot bad. How would you know?
Good point. But, point
I
well
get,
taken.
I do. You can say I get angry at myself if I don't shoot to my potential or ability. It's pretty ugly on the practice range. Like, I fucking go full psychotic on figuring out what I did wrong in a bad way almost. But if you do what you're supposed to do and you keep your head out of your ass, generally you're going to shoot okay. But there's sometimes I've had to pull off of a group, walk away, do a couple circles of safety, think about it, be like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? Like, yeah. You know, and then get back in the game. And people like, oh, and you're like, yeah. Truly, though, if you can break away from what's going on, think about, assess it. It only takes a couple minutes and be like, dude, Jesus Christ, like, get your shit together. I've been able to pull out of slumps quickly in the middle of a target. I've talked to Levi about that. If you can do that and have that ability, very rarely do you have a bad day. And so I haven't had one of those in a while, but I do get, I'm pretty hard. He's probably worse than I am.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's very competitive. I mean, there's one reason I get along with him, and I appreciate what he does. Is he'll come home from a shoot and shoot. Amy's like, we just shot a fucking tournament, and I'm out shooting. And I'm like, I want to work a little bit, shooting a little left. Is it helping? I don't know, but shows commitment, I guess.
Yeah.
Might be making it worse, but
I'm a good trier, period.
This guy's a good trier. He's got a lot of participation trophies.
I don't either. I'll burn every single one of those bitches. Well, right on, boys and girls. We are out. I just want to give a big shout out. Cafaro, thank you. Cafaro.net, check him out. Gear for Life. My people over at Leopold, get that gold ring. Gotta like that ring, made in America. Boys in the Battlefield of Backcountry, Cryptic. Who am I missing, Coates?
Tito Knives.
Oh, shit, the Tito medium. Me and, hey, my shit is no longer sharp. Me and Cody, we did work on those motherfucking axes here. We processed it. Guys, type in GU15 on the Tito knife. Save yourself some money. Cryptic gear, Gladiators 2020, save some money. We out. Let's go shoot.
All right.
Hey, stop at the ATM, Aaron. Yeah. We out.
I got all your money.